Well, to talk about Edward Snowden, I mean, he's been both celebrated and vilified for doing exactly what he did. And that's been both here and around the world. He's since been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for this. Do you think people really do value that whistleblowing, that the legacy of that is going to be something that actually makes a difference in the long run?
I think that the legacy of what he has done will make a big difference in the long run. Just today or yesterday, Clapper, who's the director of national intelligence, said that he thought that it was a mistake that they didn't make the Section 215 metadata program, which all telephone records are collected by the NSA, domestic American telephone records. He said it was a mistake that they didn't make that public earlier, that they should have sought democratic approval for it. That's a pretty big vindication of what Edward Snowden did, because I don't think he would have had that change of mind if it hadn't been made public. I think people do have legitimate worries that, you know, obviously you can't have every 20-something worker in the national security establishment deciding for themselves what should be made public and what shouldn't. People have legitimate concerns about that. But I think that the activities that Snowden revealed were extraordinary activities, well beyond any kind of consensus among Americans as to what the role of our national security establishment should be. We spent 50 years in a Cold War with the Soviet Union, and a lot of the activities that he revealed seem as though they would belong in the Soviet Union more than in the United States of America. And I think that before the government puts somebody in prison for violating secrecy, they should have to show that the things that they made secret were justifiably secret. They should have to show that Edward Snowden's or any whistleblower's disclosures were not overwhelmingly in the public interest. And they should treat all leakers the same. One of the things that we've seen is that, you know, leaks happen all the time in Washington. Every book that Bob Woodward has written in the last 15 years is full of violations of the secrecy laws. And yet investigations are never launched. Nobody's ever scandalized. Nobody goes to jail over it. Top officials in the administration leak classified information all the time, and there's never any investigation. So the prosecutions are very selective. Those who criticize the national security establishment come down on them with a ton of bricks. And it's not just Edward Snowden, but there were a number of NSA whistleblowers before Snowden, people like Thomas Drake, who didn't even release any classified information but were critical and embarrassing to the NSA. And they found themselves, their homes raided, charged under the Espionage Act, bankrupted through legal fees. And so I think that Edward Snowden saw the way these people were treated, and that's one of the reasons that he decided not to attempt to go through channels, just because all those before him who had tried to go through channels were hammered hard.